Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Just turning 6:23 on a Tuesday night in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Thanks for hanging with us. So a new report shows that $63 billion of Michigan's housing value was lost between 2006 and 2010 as the state fell into its foreclosure crisis, one that isn't over yet. To talk about what kind of massive loss of value has meant to the state and to homeowners here and what this foreclosure, when this foreclosure marathon will finally be over, I'm joined by Steve Tabachman, co-director of the Michigan Foreclosure Task Force. Steve, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So from the numbers in this report, is this basically the biggest and most devastating downturn that the state housing market has ever undergone?
Well, I think the Great Depression may have been worse. We don't necessarily have the kind of data that we have today from them, but certainly while the unemployment rate that we saw in the middle of this crisis, and this crisis predates the unemployment rise in 2009. We've seen high unemployment over the last 25, 30, 40 years in Michigan, but we've never seen a devastation to the housing market like that during those times.
Did some areas in the state take a much bigger hit than others, and how did the Lansing area compare?
Well, one of the things that we highlighted it with our partnership at the Michigan Foreclosure Task Force with MISHDA data, as well as our friends at Grand Valley State University, we just issued this report that you can find on the Grand Valley State University website or the Michigan Foreclosure Task Force website. And what we highlighted was that really every corner of this state was impacted. Certainly it started in urban areas, but we see trend curves in rural areas across Michigan that mirror the urban crisis. They are a little bit slower to follow that trend, but they're literally parallel curves about a year to 18 months behind. Lansing, while I don't have at the tip of my fingers the Ingham County, we do it by county, so we have all 83 counties in there. I do know that Lansing has been one of the hardest hit areas of the state, and uniquely in terms of property value loss, has seen significant property value loss over this crisis.
Now, the foreclosure crisis is still ongoing. How many more foreclosures do you expect to see in Michigan this year and beyond?
Well, we saw last year that a lot of homes were sort of paused in the crisis, that the banks didn't complete foreclosures on more and more properties kind of waiting. I think as these legal issues related to the electronic recording system, the MERS system, the recent Attorney General settlement, you'll see a lot of those that were kind of being held in limbo go forward, I believe. We could see 70 to 100,000 additional foreclosures this year if national estimates from the Center for Responsible Lending, which have proved to be accurate over the past, remain true. We have easily another 100,000 or more foreclosures in the state of Michigan. We are probably just above halfway through the crisis, but the country as a whole is probably not even halfway through the crisis.
Wow.
We tended to leave this crisis. It started a little bit earlier in Michigan with some of the unemployment issues, but we have a lot more to go, and I think that's why we released this data, because we started to see reports that, you know, yes, there's been a small return of property value in some key markets of the state, but nobody should think that that means that we aren't going to see more home loss, more tax-based loss, and more of what we've experienced over the last couple of years before we get to the other side.
4 or 5 years more of this likely is what you're saying, it sounds like. What about the impact on homeowners? How are the banks treating them? I mean, we know that the settlement was due to some mistreatment of homeowners and some foreclosures that maybe could have been avoided. Are banks now, after all these years, changing their approach? Are they working to avoid some of these foreclosures that are avoidable?
I think we're seeing more and more success in terms of modifications and other things, but to think that that's certainly not most homeowners who fall behind in their mortgage and who are underwater, and close to 40% of the state is underwater in their mortgage. you know, there's no silver bullet out there. Yes, it's a better environment than it was 2-3 years ago. And I think everyone was caught off guard. Simply put, neither the government nor the private sector banking systems were prepared for anything like this. We got to a place where the mortgages that we were writing were very different from what we had done over the last 30, 40, 50 years. And as a result, a lot of loans were made without equity in housing. And then when you combine that with the kind of unemployment Michigan has seen over the last 5 years, it really has just been a 1-2 punch that we've never seen and we're still recovering from.
What's happening with most of the foreclosed homes in the state? Are they mostly remaining empty, or do we see them being purchased at just far lower prices? And are they coming off the market?
Yeah, well, we documented a 50% increase in the vacancy rates in the state. The inventories nationally that banks are holding on to is in the millions. While certainly there are, for buyers, there are more and more short sale opportunities and foreclosed opportunities, we're seeing, we haven't recovered. And the reality is that either banks are holding on to these properties, hesitating on the foreclosure, or we're seeing, you know, sort of private speculators buying these properties and really haven't been effective at filling them. So there seems to be a little bit still of excess housing, the markets haven't readjusted. But the reality is that what we point to is the kind of work that the Foreclosure Task Force has been doing, that MSHTA has been doing, that housing counseling agencies and local governments across the state have been doing. There are no, as I said, easy answers, but collaborating and working hard in the trenches, we can make the best of what we have, and that's a lot of solutions for a lot of homeowners, and mitigate some of the losses that we have until the economy picks up and the housing markets return.
Wow, that is some sobering information. Steve Tabachman, co-director of the Michigan Foreclosure Task Force. Steve, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for covering this important issue.